WW Mobile. CSW monitoring.
CLX Mobile monitoring.
CSW, good evening.
CSW, N6CLX.
Home from work.
I left a little early today. Go help the wife prepare for the Mardi Gras dinner.
That sounds like the party's going to be going on.
It went in a shadow or something. I didn't hear you.
The party's getting ready to go on.
Yeah, I believe so. We moved here from New Orleans in 2007. My wife was raised, born and raised down there, so always got to do a little something-something on Mardi Gras.
A long time since I lived in Louisiana. Probably 82, I think. Lived in Natchitoches.
Kind of in the middle of freaking nowhere, but it's a pretty town.
Very pretty town. I was working construction back then, and we were building that paper mill over there at Mansfield.
Been to that mill, I don't know why, but been to Natchitoches.
Beautiful town when I was there. I don't know how it is now. Like I said, it's been, 40 years since I've been back there.
I had to merge on to 85 here. And I've had my incidents on that entrance ramp, so I learned to get better, pay attention. The far western side of Business 85 in Spartanburg. Western side.
They're off of Gossett Road, chemical plant up there off of Exit 80.
Passed by just as you... Well, it used to snake down to two lanes. Now I think they got it down to one. But anyway, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's about it. I just, I work right on that end of, off of Business 85, but with a malfunction junction and the bridge being out, I gotta go home the back way and then turn around and come back.
Hate it. Every time I have to go down there and pick up parts from Carson's Nut and Bolt or somewhere's down in there, you gotta go around, round and around just to try to get down in that area.
Name here is Mike, by the way.
Remember, my name here is Ken, and my brother's name is Mike.
Kirby. Pretty soon, maybe Lloyd will be coming in. He works over here, too.
To him for the first time here, I don't know, about a week or so ago.
For PXB, I heard my name. This is Lloyd.
Under N6CLX. You're real weak. You're almost down in the north.
That might be where I'm at. Okay. I was asking that Warren worked at the chemical plant. He must know feel about it.
Waste water. Lubrizol.
When you say Gossett Road, I figured it must be that big place to go back to the train door.
Before the wife eats all the king cake.
Food when I was down there, but I can't eat any shellfish, so kind of missed out.
And the they have webcams down there in the quarter. Showed them there. The live cam was, takes a pic every, every 30 seconds or so down there at Cats Meow on Bourbon Street. They showed them cleaning up, and they were shoving all of the discarded plastic drink bottles. They're like real long green plastic mugs. There must have been 10,000 of them in the street.
They clean up after themselves. That's the problem with a big festival like that.
I got to clean up. That's pretty nasty.
Louisiana did you live in?
Moved up from the Slidell, exactly where we live. But my wife was born in New Orleans.
I like central Louisiana. Central was really nice.
Took me to New Orleans with GE I worked for, and they transferred me over there from Phoenix. They worked for GE in New Orleans office. One that had to come in for some strange reason. They give some strange reason and they come over business just to see New Orleans, I guess.
A couple of times, I really wasn't impressed, or maybe I just didn't go to the right part of town.
To a certain amount of New Orleans, what can I say? My first introduction to New Orleans, I pulled in to get gas at the company car, and I was looking through about 3 inches of bulletproof glass trying to pay for this gas.
If you're definitely in the wrong part of town. KN4TFW.
Listening.
That's where you're driving on that road now. I come down through there, it's only 4 o'clock and it's not as bad as it is now.
4PXB, I'm taking the side street through unit to get to the 85. So that way I don't have to come around to any other bad traffic or other idiot stop.
We go into work.
Manager, I have to be there around as close to 8 o'clock as I can.
Prefers for me is close to 8, so it's anywhere from 8 to 8:20.
Yeah, rush hour. Yeah, I'm usually there. I'm usually up through there. I'm at work by about 6:15.
So I'm pretty much a very selfish driver. They were stopped underneath a one-lane bridge and wouldn't move.
A lot of them out there.
The bridge, that railroad bridge, you got to go under just off of Red Circle over there.
So there, when you come, it's the road that actually, if you keep going straight, it'll actually lead out to the detention center, and there is an oil company right there on the right at the end of the road. So.
Hope you guys have a safe ride into the house. Enjoy your evening and enjoy that party, Mike. And I'll catch you guys another time. 73, KN4TFW.
Good evening. I doubled with you a little bit there. Talk to you later. All of a sudden, I'm feeling... It's got to be 5 o'clock. I'm feeling it. N6CL.
4PXB. Obviously, I'm having a little bit of interference because your volume went way down. So either it could be me or it could be where you're at.
Not something wrong. Or maybe because I'm tired, like I was saying, and I'm not talking as loud.
Possibility.
W4DJW. Keep guessing. There. Hey, Lloyd, I heard the same drop in the audio. I thought it was my ears needed popping because when I kind of yawned and moved my jaw, it popped open again and it came back up in volume.
4PXB, maybe I need to try to pop my ears and see how that goes. I mean, also, unfortunately, being retired military, I have a hearing deficit, so it makes it worse when the volume does go low like that.
That did work, but I think he raised his voice when you told him that, so I could hear better. But I until you said that, I attribute it to me yawning and popping my ears.
Talk into the back of the mic and see what happens.
Is that what you did?
No, but I could try it.
We had the audio go down, then it came back up.
I was just saying I was tired, so what can I say? Must have done something. And Lloyd, there's a wreck on 85. Luckily, it's going north. But it's just before 101 for us.
BXB, appreciate the traffic report. Unfortunately, I'll probably see it when the idiots on my side going toward Greenville will just slow down to look and see what it might be about.
Guys, they didn't slow down here. It's in this corner just before 101. You'll see it. And 6CLX.
You're popping out to go into the optical store. Be back in a minute. Before DJW.
Hey, well, just been traveling the same road. I've been
trying to put a column of armor, Russian armor, heading into Ukraine, and it just appears, to me, it appears there's some beautiful choke points. They don't need to kill them all, just choke it.
True, because I was telling my wife this morning that all those tanks lined up in a row like that, and the Ukrainian military, they have an air force. I'm not sure why they're sitting on the ground and not, you know, just strafing them and just taking it, making junk piles out of it.
It was a helicopter assault, and the very first things they took out was the air force. So I guess they've been grounded.
Definitely kind of strange that, because when I saw the, of course, not sure how true it is from what you see on the internet, but it said they had like 200 and some odd aircraft or more, and of the in their Air Force part of it.
Hey, let that many aircraft be taken out on the ground. But then you know what? It's the famous fog of war. You don't know what's going on. But they, at least for a while, they've put up a good fight. I don't know what's going to happen then.
For PXB, we're already seeing what's kind of going next. The people are actually starting to fight back, like in the movie Red Dawn.
That's what I've been saying for 2 days. It's just like freaking Red Dawn. I can't believe it. Pretty cool.
I don't really know why Russia would actually use a nuke on it if they want the land, because I mean that they would probably use that as a last resort to fire the nuke if they're just getting overrun or some major stupidity.
And the whole end game here, and what they want, what's Putin wanting from Ukraine? Except for I'm pretty sure he wants that port area and all that. That coastline on the Black Sea.
For PXB, I saw a thing on YouTube today where when Russia and them all broke up the areas in that, they divided into like 17 different or 27 different little separate areas, and they joined what's called, I hope I get this acronym right, CSTO, and there's like three or four of them areas that joined that, and the only one that did not was, of course, Ukraine, and it's all pretty much all surrounded, but you're right, Ukraine has that port there that would definitely be an ideal.
I can think of is Ukraine is the location of Chernobyl, but they've got five or six nuclear plants in that country. They've got an abundance of electrical power. So they've been huge in crypto mining because, you know, of course you need cheap power. So that's the only thing I can think of is maybe Russia is wanting to go in there for that grid. And I think a lot of the gas lines go through Ukraine.
I'm back. We wanted to stop the convoy.
Or PXB. Yeah, I have no idea what's so important about the Ukraine that Russia wants it, and they're pretty much only talking that they're going only to the capital. I mean, pretty much if you control the capital, you control the whole country. But it's just very strange of truly what the end run.
The only other thing I can think of is Ukraine for, I don't know, years now. Was it since 2017? They've been threatening to join NATO.
was his and it was taken away from him and he wants to take it back.
What?
Yeah, look at who we're talking about there.
What happens when you pretty much have a fall of a communist run area like that, that people are going to separate from it and they're finally going to start speaking for themselves and don't want to put up with it anymore.
I heard an interview today with an ex-priest that goes on Fox. And he was talking about, from a religious standpoint, that Ukraine is Eastern Orthodox, so is Russia, but the Russian Orthodox churches have ceded control to Putin. Putin wanted it, and he got it. So basically, Putin's in charge of their church. And the Ukrainian church said, heck no, and they actually signed a piece of paper in front of the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church saying they will never cede control from the church.
Or a PXB. Somewhere I think that there's actually a little statement says to that about dividing church and state, correct?
Countries, the communists think that they are the government is the religion. That statement. I could go for a certain political party in the U.S. is. He almost had somebody there in tears looking for you.
Or PXB, because I foresee at some point in time that the Russian government and even, unfortunately, the Ukraine government will start having, like we did in Iraq, having the people pretty much like the people of that country start fight back because they don't want to put up with war, period, from either side.
That's all bad for Putin. You know, even just worldwide now, all the sanctions and all the governments against him, he's got nowhere to go but down now.
Military. And I actually visited Russia when it was still communist. And like I said, we had an escort everywhere we went and told us what we could do, what we couldn't do. And we weren't allowed to take pictures of anything. And like I said, we could buy their little standard pack of pictures and postcards and stuff like that. And they made sure that when we left, that, you know, we didn't sell our blue jeans and stuff to the people that wanted to buy them for an astronomical price that they wanted for our blue jeans.
That's something, huh? Boy, times have changed. I don't know what to say about all that, you know? I mean, I remember how China was like that, too, and now... anyway, don't get me started on these countries. They kind of just make me want to keep...
Definitely most interesting fall of a country that I saw was when the wall came down between East and West Germany.
In fact, you may not know that as you're going down Business 85, whenever it reopens, I think it's past 26, going towards Greenville. You'll pass a machine shop on the left, big one, Menzel, owned by a German guy. And he has what looks like some kind of monument in front of him. That's either two or three pieces of that Berlin Wall.
Or PXB, yeah, I see it every day. It's two pieces. And due to the fact that I was there during that time frame, I've also got a piece of the East German Wall. And I've also got a plaque from the... because my unit did actual border trace on the East German border every 90 days. So we were allowed to get pieces of the wall when it came down. So I've actually got a plaque that was saying that this was the forbidden zone and to go there, one of the 15-kilometer signs and some of the ones that were on the red barber poles.
Yeah, just past that sign was all of the mines, I guess. I've got a couple little chips of the wall that say we're selling as souvenirs my parents brought back when they were over there about that time, 80. can't remember what year it was, 86, 87, I can't remember.
Fact about the East and West Germany, if you'll look in the grounds, the way they used to mark the borders, they were actually called KP stones. And on the stone, it had like a certain area cut out, and one would say KP on it, and the other side would say KH. One was for the King of Prussia, and the other was for the King of Hessen. So people looked at those, the tracing of the lines, they knew where the border, to what side of the border to stay on.
Sounds like you did a whole lot of border tracing.
True. Every 90 days, my unit was up on border doing, making sure that there was no, I guess they decided to come across. So, yeah, but every 90 days, we were up on the border.
Yo, I'm home. I got to pull in the garage and start this Mardi Gras celebration. And you have a fine evening. I'll talk to you later. N6CLX.
For PXB, please be careful, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. I'm standing by.
KO4PXB, KB4CBA. Good afternoon.
KO4PXB.
4CBA, name here's David. I'm headed to the tennis courts.
A pretty day to play tennis and get out and enjoy it.
It sure is, and I think tomorrow's supposed to be even warmer, and the day after that, so I'll take full advantage of it, because usually in March, when this happens, then the next week we get snow.
Like I said, you don't like the weather in the south? Wait a minute, it will change.
Yeah, just stick around for a few minutes, and it's it definitely gives you a variety. And I used to hear this guy say, variety is the spice of life, and I never will forget that, because I found out later he was having an affair with his wife. I mean, an affair, and he was married.
That happens a lot more this day and time frame, because it's just horrible.
See you today.
Working on these for some new public computers we're rolling out, and then I was working on storage. Had to do a report for how much storage for our ransomware preventative, so that way we're looking to make sure that we're protected against some ransomware for the future, and configuring storage and maintaining servers.
Well, sounds interesting, to say the least. We're kind of juggling things around in our bonus room upstairs, and I actually have my mom's bedroom suit. We had it redone totally, all the pieces, and looks brand new. It's probably at least 75 years old, and it really looks good, and so it's kind of a mess up there right now, but I got some stuff I got to sell, and we've got another bed up there. We got torn down. We've already given it away. The person just hadn't picked it up, I think my daughter's going to take it to them. But anyway, and just stuff like that, I'm going to reorganize, I think it's basically my music room up there, and I was going to make it my ham shack, but I decided to put that downstairs, and so my wife complains that I have two rooms taken up, and I said, well, honey, this is, the whole house is ours, so You know, my ham radio stuff doesn't take up a whole room.
Where's, you know, the man's supposed to be in limited space, but it's our house. And it's like, oh, no, don't come out of your little bubble to sit there and expand and have a little bit of room or anything.
Don't spill that on my carpet.
True, where I have a lot of military paperwork and stuff, but I do keep it organized. And one time I was actually looking for some of the orders, and it was actually laying on my end table. She goes, that's out of place. That's not supposed to be there. I'm going, it was there just for a couple of, you know, maybe a day.
I chuckle at things that we, when I say we, my wife and I, you know, have our little spats about, and, but anyway, I have learned that you just agree with everything she says, so that way, if you agree, there's no argument, because if you both agree, then, you know, there can't be an argument, so I've just done that. Then I just go and do whatever the heck I want to.
For PXB, I'll keep this clean. Just let me know when you're ready.
KP4CPA. So what do you have to say?
I discovered that there's a food that once women eat it, it takes away their ambition. Do you know what it's called?
One of my jokes. I'm dying to know.
PXB. You know what I mean by ambition. It's the S word, but I don't want to say it on the radio, but it's actually called wedding cake.
Oh, me. Well, I think a lot of things, a lot of people think that, you know, marriage is going to solve a lot of their problems, and I remember being in the ministry, I told young couples that were dating and engaged to be married, I said, if you have any problems right now, I said, go ahead and get them worked out with a counselor, because they're only going to get worse when you get married. So I hope they took my advice.
After 25 years of marriage, me and my wife have never had a major argument, because like I said, we'll sit down and talk about things, and the biggest thing that she was, you know, upset about was, you know, the when I was going to, you know, stay for the last 24, the last part of my military retirement, till I got 30, and she goes, you know, that I'd been to 4 tours of combat. She said that was enough.
Yeah, I haven't heard of many people doing 4 tours. Usually it's 2, maybe 3. So, wow, thanks for your service and your sacrifice there. It's, so did you make it to 30 years?
Cutting, I chose to stay married, so I, you know, got out at 24 years.
Oh. You know, give us some choices there. Oh, me. I'll tell you, I've been married 42 years, so. And goes by in a hurry. But, in fact, well, I remember when I turned 50, I turned around, not literally, but figuratively, turned around and looked back at my life, and I said, where the heck did all the time go?
It's definitely true. Yeah, because when I was talking about reenlisting at that point in time, she goes, if you reenlist, I will divorce you. So I knew that that was no joke, and then might as well go ahead and retire.
Hey, one good way of getting a divorce paper served was to reenlist. If you ever wanted to get out of your marriage.
For 25 4 years, it wasn't worth that. Like I said, because she was only, I met her probably halfway into my military career, so she was a military wife for like 11 years or more.
Well, I can't even imagine what that would be like, and you see the shows on TV, but still, unless you've lived it, on both sides, there's just no way you can know. And, I'm glad y'all stuck it out, and, I'm glad you're still married, and, just think, I got 20 years on you, so, and if I can stay married, then I'd say just about anybody can.
For PXB, yeah, because I know for a fact that it was definitely a woman to stay with when we were first married, and I still have PTSD, but she obviously bumped me while I was sleeping during the nighttime, and I rolled over on top of her. I had my thumbs in the sockets of her eyes, and she just slowly kept calmly calling my name. And I rolled over and continued sleeping and never knew any different.
Well, I'm glad she knew what to do. And, but anyway, wow. Well, yeah, PTSD is real, and but anyway, everybody thinks it is, and they just spend a few days on the front lines, and you can't unsee what you see. So, well, I'm gonna find a place to park this thing and see if I can get out and swing this tennis racket with some confidence. Oh, mate, if this BMW wants to move, oh, there he goes. Okay, but it's good to talk with you, and I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
KO4PXB, there's no doubt you can swing the racket with confidence. Just have to add the ball into that process.
I came to the clinic last night at 5:30, and the first three balls that the pro hit to me, that she's just feeding them to you, so she doesn't hit them hard over the net, just a normal speed. When I say a normal speed, a ball that just about anybody could hit, return, and she hit me three forehands, and I missed all three of them, and I rarely do that, so, but it's been a couple of weeks since I've been on the court. I don't know what was wrong last night. Maybe it was that nap I took during the afternoon. But anyway, 73s, KB4CBA.
For PXV, as my baseball coach said, you have to keep your eyes open and you'll have a better chance of hitting the ball. Please enjoy your tennis. This is KO4 PXV. I'm standing by.